Samantha Bee is a fake news correspondent on The Daily Show.
Every fall, an avalanche of pink-ribboned products hits the shelves. Americans can eat, drink, freshen their breath, pepper spray each other, and shoot stuff, all to raise money and awareness for the fight against breast cancer. But Karuna Jagger of Breast Cancer Action isn't buying it.
The segment continues as Bee eats fried chicken out of a pink bucket and dips it into pink yogurt. Standing at a venue in Juneau, Jagger tells the small audience where the pink ribbon came from. She says it originates with a woman in California named Charlotte Haley,
who was upset that so many women in her family and community were diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was outraged that so little money went to research and prevention.
Haley started a peach-colored ribbon campaign from her living room. She sent out postcards with five ribbons attached, calling on the National Cancer Institute to allocate more money to breast cancer prevention. The peach ribbons caught on. It was the early 1990s. The AIDS awareness movement was being propelled by the red ribbon. Jagger says Haley got a lot of national attention.
Self Magazine and Estee Lauder, the cosmetics company, heard about this, and they had begun to do some breast cancer work, and they approached her and wanted to partner. She said no, they were too corporate for her.
The magazine and the cosmetic company went with pink instead. It was then, Jagger says, that the focus on prevention turned into a focus on awareness. She says the pink ribbon has been used by the corporate world to sell products.
It really binds together the cancer industry, where the corporate polluters are bound together with many of the nonprofit organizations in a really vicious profit cycle.
She says the pink ribbon culture tends to celebrate survivors and perpetuate the idea that women can beat breast cancer.
We're all told to be positive and fight and keep a smile on our face and look good. Do those makeup tips. Stay positive.
Jagger says using the term survivor implies that those who died did something wrong.
Are we telling them they didn't fight hard enough? Are we telling them they didn't have a good enough attitude?
One woman at the panel discussion says Jagger changed her mind.
Up until an hour ago, I identified as a breast cancer survivor, but I guess I'm going to change that. But when I would say that to people, they say, oh, congratulations. And it's, I didn't do anything.
Despite pink ribbon awareness, the rates of breast cancer haven't decreased. They've increased. And Jagger says knowledge of what causes it is still largely unknown.
The biggest risk factor is being a woman and getting older.
Jagger wants to flip the pink ribbon on its head and bring the focus back onto breast cancer prevention and not just awareness. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.